Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Chairman and CEO of Saint-Gobain Benoit Bazin in Paris today. The discussions focused on opportunities in the materials and construction sector with a particular emphasis on sustainability. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that Saint-Gobain's strong presence and investments in India, which are creating opportunities for Indian youth. Mr. Bazin shared Saint-Gobain's plans for further investments and expansion in India. The government has said that all refineries are operating at high capacity with adequate crude inventories while sufficient stocks of petrol and diesel are being maintained. Addressing the interministerial briefing in New Delhi today on recent developments in West Asia, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that over the past 3 days, 1.36 crore LPG cylinder bookings have been received while 1.47 crore cylinders have been delivered. Chairman of the Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission, Professor Dr. Pradeep Lingfa, called on the Governor, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar today and presented the Commission's annual report for the year 2025-26. During the meeting, the chairman, accompanied by members of the Commission, briefed the Governor on the Commission's activities during the year, including examinations conducted, recruitment recommendations made, key observations and related financial implications. The Governor emphasized that the APPSC plays a pivotal role in shaping the state's administrative framework and therefore must continue to uphold the highest standards of integrity, professionalism and excellence. He said that the Commission should strengthen its credibility, effectiveness and public trust by ensuring that only the most deserving candidates are recommended for public service. Underscoring the importance of transparency and merit-based selection, the Governor advised the Commission to conduct examinations and recruitment processes with complete fairness, accountability and transparency. Deputy Chief Minister John Ament today chaired a High Power Committee meeting to deliberate on measures for resolving forest area issues and addressing related land management concerns along with Minister for Forest and Environment Wangki Lowang, Minister for Urban Development and Land Management Balu Raja and Chief Secretary Manish Kumar. The meeting focused on identifying practical solutions, strengthening interdepartmental coordination and ensuring a balanced approach towards conservation and development needs. Minister for Education P.D. Sona today informed that the Government of Arunachal Pradesh and Vivekananda Kendra Vidyalaya's Arunachal Pradesh Trust has signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU for the establishment of a Vivekananda Kendra Vidyalaya at Tato from the existing government secondary school Tato. Mr. Sona, in a social media post, informed that the proposed VKV will be a co-educational day residential school, opening new possibilities for quality education and holistic development of children in the region. He further added that the MOU is a significant step towards strengthening educational access in Shiomi and fulfilling the aspirations of our people. The Meteorological Center Itanagar has forecast yellow alert for 20 districts in Arunachal Pradesh, including Papumpare. These districts are very likely to receive thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain at isolated places. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today chaired a high-level review meeting to assess preparations for the NEET UG re-examination scheduled on Sunday. During the meeting, the minister stressed the need to maintain the highest standards of integrity, transparency and efficiency in the examination process. He directed all concerned authorities to remain vigilant and ensure all necessary arrangements for the free and fair conduct of the re-examination. Mr. Pradhan said, officers designated by the ministry will be deployed across states to coordinate examination-related activities and report to a central command center headed by the Director General of the National Testing Agency. During the meeting, states and union territories were also asked to ensure that candidates are provided with all necessary facilities, including proper seating arrangements and drinking water, to enable them to appear for the examination in a stress-free environment. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.